Good morning. Here's Wedge and Jules from First Signs, and it's early in the morning. It's very early in the morning for me, and we want to let you all know about our new book that's coming out in February. I say it's coming out in February. We are totally aiming to have it available to you in February. It's a big aim, and it starts today, because today Jules and I are going to be writing all day. And tomorrow we're going to be writing all day, and the day after, and the day after. So we're completely writing, and we're going to write 40,000 words in under a week, and that will create the basis of our book. Yeah, it's kind of overwhelming. You may know that November is National Novel Writing Month. A great many people around the country, around the world even, are writing a novel in their own time, for their own benefit, and they call it NaNoWriMo. Jules and I did NaNoWriMo a couple of years ago, so we've actually got novels of 50,000 words that we wrote in 1 month, and that was a whole lot of fun. This time, though, we're writing our reference book for First Signs, 40,000 words, in around a week. So the pressure is on. This is a more intense experience, and so we're going to be blogging and tweeting and audiobooing to share our experience. How are you feeling, Jules, considering that we've just looked at how many words we have to do per day?
I'm feeling scared right now and looking forward to the first tea break.
Yes, we've got a lot of breaks planned, haven't we?
Yeah.
Basically, if we're going to write, a load of pages, we think we're going to have to write 24 pages a day. And so we've got our tasks set out for us, and we know what we've got to do. We know the subject of each chapter and each page and everything. And we've sorted out our rules. Let me share our rules with you. We're going to break at any time we like, because tea breaks are so important when you're trying to be creative. We are going to work very hard to complete a page, but we don't have to complete a page. We can always come back to one of our pages or one of our chapters. We can always do editing and stuff later on. And we're going to write and write and write and not edit as we go on. There's no point spending time umming and erring about whether a title is correct or whether we like the flow of a sentence. That just slows you down. So we've agreed that we're just going to write, aren't we, Jules?
Yeah, definitely. Just write and write and write.
It is a real big task. I'm feeling quite talkative because I'm quite excited, actually, and I'm looking forward to sitting down in 2 minutes and getting this all done. And hopefully we can have a tea break and feel good about ourselves.
Yeah, I'm excited too, but I'll be glad once we've actually got some done, and it's not going to be such a mountain to climb once we've done that first page.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to tick off each page as we go, isn't it? And we'll see our progress over the next 4 or 5 days. We're not going to mention the title of our book, Jules, but people know that we've written the self-injury awareness book in the past. How is this one different, do you think? What do you think people will notice is different?
I think that perhaps it will be...
Well, we're not talking about awareness anymore, are we? We're not introducing the subject of self-harm. We're actually delving deep into all of the tough questions and all the tough topics of self-harm and self-injury. So I think it's a very different format, isn't it, Jules? If you think
about how you
open the book...
I think it's something that will be easier to read, and it won't have to necessarily be read from beginning to end. And I think also it will be useful to a wider variety of people. So not only people who have experienced self-injury themselves, but friends and family and healthcare workers, anyone who's affected by it in any way.
Got an interest, I think, or a concern.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think...
You're quite right. It's going to be dead easy to read, because we're just asking people to just open the book and read a page. We're not asking people to read whole chapters from the front to the back. It's all about finding what you want to read and reading just a few words, isn't it? We're going to
be dealing with
the issue.
There's not that many books that you can literally just read one page
And get some information that perhaps inspires you.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're writing that, people, and we hope for your support. So please check us out on Twitter, and we'll blog a little bit more as well. But Jules and I are going to start now, so bye for now.
Bye.